Easter ranks as one of the most significant celebrations in the Irish cultural calendar, bringing together threads of religious devotion, national identity and family tradition in a way that sets Ireland apart from many other countries. Over the centuries, Irish communities have tenaciously held on to their Easter customs and have conscientiously passed them down through the generations, ensuring that the festival retains its deep cultural resonance, even in an increasingly secular society. If the younger generations did not make an effort to engage with these traditions, much of this rich cultural heritage would gradually fade away. On Good Friday, a number of Irish people are still keeping up with the old customs of planting potatoes, a tradition that dates back centuries and ties in with both the agricultural calendar and religious observance. Meanwhile, churches across the country are filling up as congregations gather to mark the most solemn days of the Christian year. Younger generations may be growing up without a full awareness of these customs, but they will benefit enormously from delving into the history and meaning behind them. Had these traditions been completely abandoned, Ireland would have lost an irreplaceable part of its cultural identity. On Easter Sunday morning, families rise early, dress in their finest clothes and set off for church. Some people are standing outside afterwards, catching up with neighbours and acquaintances they have not crossed paths with in some time. After the service, families head home, where they sit down together and tuck into traditional Easter meals, typically consisting of roast lamb, freshly baked bread and eggs. Children dash around the garden, taking part in egg games, and eventually settle down to devour their chocolate eggs. If the weather happens to be fine, which is not always guaranteed in Ireland, families may well spill out into the garden and make the most of the spring sunshine. Easter holds a particularly profound place in Irish historical consciousness. In 1916, a group of determined Irish Republicans seized upon Easter Monday to rise up against British colonial rule in a bid to break free from centuries of political domination. This pivotal event became known as the Easter Rising. A significant number of those who took part willingly gave up their lives, fully aware that they were laying down everything for a cause of Irish freedom. The Rising was ultimately crushed by British forces, yet it fundamentally altered the trajectory of the Irish history and paved the way for Irish independence in 1922. Had the Easter Rising never taken place, Ireland might have remained under British rule for considerably longer, and the country as we know it today would look very different. Historians have consistently pointed out that the courage of those involved in set in motion a chain of events that Ireland has never fully moved on from in the best possible sense. Every year at Easter, Irish people honour this legacy by gathering for solemn ceremonies in Dublin, particularly at the General Post Office on O'Connell Street, where the rebels first set their vision for an independent Ireland. Today, Easter in Ireland represents a fascinating interplay between the ancient and the contemporary. A considerable number of old customs have gradually died out, unable to keep pace with the rapid social change that have transformed Irish society over recent decades. Nevertheless, others have stubbornly hung on and continue to be observed in communities throughout the country. If Ireland had not undergone such dramatic social change, far more of these traditions would still be widely practiced today. People come together at Easter, catch up with loved ones, and take time out to reflect on both their personal faith and their collective history. Older generations find themselves thinking back to the Easters of their childhood, while younger people are increasingly waking up to the richness of the culture they have inherited. Easter has consistently brought Irish people together across the generations, and provided society continues to value its cultural roots, it will undoubtedly continue to do so long into the future.